Good afternoon. Well, for anybody that's ever touched a mandolin, these two names are no stranger. This is the great Mike Marshall and Chris Dealy. I'm here for my lesson. Thank you guys for coming out.
You could turn this mic way down. This is so loud. Oh my God.
Does everybody play the mandolin? Who plays the mandolin that didn't raise their hand?
And more of me too. More of the mandolins, less of the locals.
Yeah, I guess I could use a little more of this mandolin.
fun.
That's amazing.
My workshop should always be like this. That's good. There's a lot of metal in though. Hope it's okay. No, because the thing is, there's three of them and there's nothing else. It's RL Skills 101. Do you hear anything besides mandolin right now? No.
Do you hear anything ever, Chris?
Now I got these incredible Bose, all instruments besides mandolin filter headphones. I just like looking at four other guys on stage.
Two in this case. But see, I can hear both of you. It's confusing.
Now, how are you guys? Is everything cool? Are you enjoying Melfest so far? I mean, these are two of my favorite musicians in the world. And then they also happen to play mandolin. I guess that would...
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
They still like us.
Let's play another one before we start.
Thank you. Thank you.
so much.
Come on, folks, that's not an authority, Mike Marshall.
I feel my ears getting bigger.
All right, I guess we could open it up for questions. We certainly have a bunch. Maybe we should just talk amongst ourselves for a moment. That thing you were doing, Ronnie, what the...
And how did y'all know to go to the right part on the bridge or the harmony there? Like, how did that happen? We had never played any of these songs together before.
That's right. It's just music, right? Just listen, use your ears, and pray.
It's true. No, but does anybody have any questions?
What was your... There's always one mandolin player that every mandolin player says, I really adopted his style. And what would you guys think each was your biggest influence when you were first starting out?
Our biggest influence.
Biggest influence when we were first starting out?
Well, there were so many, you know. But, you know, for mandolin, I came up during a time when there was lots of really cool new stuff happening, particularly in the early 70s. And I would say that Sam Bush and David Grisman were certainly blazing the most new territory. So as a young teenager, I learned tons and tons of things from those two guys. But of course, there's a list of 12 other mandolin players whose licks I stole off of their records back in the days when you could slow records down to half speed. And so I learned from so many musicians and continue to learn from them, both people who are older than me and people who are younger than me. That process never stops. Inspiration.
I think for me there were two people like right out of the gates that influenced me a ton that actually played the mandolin. Whenever anyone asked that question, I was also advise people, particularly mandolinists, to also listen, just basically listen to everything and not actually listen to mandolin players just because they play the same instrument as you. That's just, you know, there's just so many great musicians out there. But two guys early on that influenced me a ton, my teacher, John Moore, who's a wonderful, wonderful musician and an incredible teacher. He now trains horses, I think, which made him, he was uniquely disposed to teach an obstinate young 5-year-old. And then also there, a fella that these guys both know, who I don't think people talk enough about, particularly in the way he pulls tone out of the mandolin, John Reichman. I listen to a lot. And his tone in particular is something I still shoot for and inevitably fail to accomplish.
Ronnie?
I thought they're probably tired of hearing me talk already this week, but I'll tell you. Of course, I started out, you know, in a bluegrass family right from the start with my dad, and I listened to guys that played in his band growing up, until I really started getting into the mandolin. Of course, it was Bill Monroe, and I listened to that kind of mandolin playing until. We had a real traditional bluegrass station out of Washington, D.C., WAMU. And they had bluegrass back then, I think it was 12 to 6 every day. And it was just on in the house. But then when I was about, I think, 15 or 16, we got a package in the mail from David Grisman. And it had a record in it that he put out. Had my dad on it. It was called Early Dog. And basically it was a live show that my dad had done with David in 1966. And he also had put some extra cuts on there. And along with that, he had sent his records up to that point. So it would have been about 19, you'd already been in the band because it was Quintet 80.
Oh, you sent through the whole
lot. He said all up to there, you know. And that just opened my world to mandolin playing I had never heard really before that. So those guys, and then from that, Sam Bush, you know, without a doubt. And watching this guy grow, I met him when he was 8 years old. and the gator here. These, I've been waiting all weekend for this, I'll tell you what. You know, these fellas have got a few records together that they have made together, duet records. And one night in Colorado, and I'll never forget it as long as I live, they were working on these tunes, and we were out there in a place called Rocky Grass. And I was staying, we had cabins up there, up in the mountains, and I had the opportunity to sit between these two, and I was sitting on the floor between the two mandolins as they rehearsed for the first, one of the first times they had rehearsed, I believe. And it was a music and mind-changing experience. And I want these fellas, I want to step aside and let these guys do something, if you don't mind. I'd love to hear it. I'm a little selfish today, but I want to hear it.
Yeah, we got together and just started putting the tape recorder on and recording as we made arrangements of tunes as we were writing. And that became the CD called Into the Cauldron. Well, this is the first tune on that CD. It's on Sugar Hill, actually. I don't think that we brought any with us, but they can be found. There's bootlegs floating around out there. I'm sure you can have it. See if we can remember this little arrangement. Thank you.
know, that wasn't the one you played for me that night, so I just relived it.
Wow, it's getting to be that time, huh?
As I have our show, so we're going to play one more.
We're going to obviously have to do this again because we have a lot more material.
Strong, we played four songs and answered one question.
Okay, now that's a
excellent. So a fifth song instead of a second question, I think. And thank you so much for coming, you guys. I'm in a band called Punch Brothers, and we're about to play. We had some fun shenanigans playing for you. You guys, it's an honor. It's an absolute honor. Two of my favorite musicians and mandolin players in the world.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Chris. I can tell you, I was waiting all weekend.
Let's take this up. Little Bill Monroe, what do you say? Big moment. This is the moment where we're pretending to tune, but what we're actually doing is thinking how the hell we're going to play this thing. Start with some potatoes. Thank you.
Marshall, Ryan McCurry, Chris Keeley. You want to hear one more?